世話になります。JP モーガンの
ヘンダーソンです。Thank you, JP Morgan. My name is Henderson.
3点ありまして、
I have three questions.
今回のガイダンスについて、売上成長率、9%。
Sales growth 9%.My impression is that、you are quite bullish, but ARR growth is expected at 13%. Q4 increase was only 2%, which was quite slow. Based on that understanding, from the first quarter to the fourth quarter of 2026, what will be the pace of growth or acceleration that you're expecting? That's my first question. I would like to respond to this question. For ARR, unfortunately, we do not provide outlook on a quarter-by-quarter basis. And Kevin's slides numbers is basically the management's numbers. This is our idea or what we're thinking about. So this is not directly translated into the gap numbers that I present. I cannot really give you that number. Now, ARR and also the net sales for accounting, I will be explaining that in the future, but this 13% does not necessarily directly translate to the 13% for the full year. I see. Thank you. A follow-up question.
今回通期の着地としては、
Full year landing performance
報酬のところの反動減のところもあったんですけど、
well, absence for the、remuneration for last year, I understand that. But、if the sales doesn't grow according to guidance, if it's、slower, in that case, would you try to save the cost so that the full year operating profit can be committed to?
シナリオが少し悪い場合は、
So if the scenario goes negatively, how would you respond? What is your plan?
まず我々として売上伸びに力を入れたい。
We want to focus on the sales growth. As Eva has explained, we have many opportunities in front of us, so we will be taking some risks. And the OPM improvement, we have been making efforts in the last 2 years, and this year we want to prioritize sales growth.
はい、ありがとうございます。
I see. Thank you.
もう一つ最後に。
And one last question. Well, it's not really a question, but、more like a proposal or advice. Now, IT shares have been sold off because of AI concerns. And、in next year, PR 20 times or less. In that case,、if the shareholder return is 100% instead of 70%, I think the investors will provide a stronger support to your company. So 5 billion yen buyback was announced, and also in the second half, you may have planned to execute the rest of the share buyback. So what are your thoughts on this? Thank you. 70%, this is a payout ratio, and 100% of the interest is a return to the shareholders. We have already declared that. We didn't have time today, but my presentation material actually includes information about the 100% return. And the 70% dividend plus share buyback. And also we have another year as well. So the remaining amount will be returned as well. So 100% a shareholder return. I see, understand. So payout ratio,You don't have a plan to increase it to 100%. Well, that's 70% dividend, and the rest is a share buyback. And according to the shareholders, they'd rather receive this not 100% in dividend, but、split between dividend and a share buyback. So that's what we do. I see. That's all from me. Thank you.
ありがとうございました。それでは、先ほどの。
Thank you.So once again, we go back to that original person who raised a hand.At the very beginning.
いかがでしょうか、Kikuchi-san.
Kikuchi-san, are you ready?
ご発言お願いいたします。
Please go ahead asking question.
やはり音声が、聞こえ
ない。Seems like we are not, getting Kikuchi-san's voice.
Kikuchi-san の声、皆さん、
Can everyone else hear Kikuchi-san's voice? Maybe not. So, Kikuchi-san, you may have some problem with the PC. But is it possible for Kikuchi-san to send a question in text? It seems like he or she is going to exit from this meeting once and then coming back. So, shall we wait? Yes, here is Kikuchi-san. So, I am unmuting Kikuchi-san. This is Kikuchi speaking. Can you hear me? Yes, now I can hear this time. Thank you very much. So, pre-gap ARR, I have a question in this area, and I have two extra questions. The fourth quarter pre-gap last year was very good, so I was expecting to see the somewhat tough number in the fourth quarter, but at the end of the day, it was better than expected. So, fourth quarter, Y-on-Y, 2% increase, but last year, I think this was declining quarter on quarter. So quarter-based ARR, you mentioned that you're not going to provide us with a breakdown, but already ARR is already showing the momentum for the growth. But put aside the numbers, but the second and the third quarters, last year it was declining quarter to quarter, but this year, can we expect that this ARR will grow from the fourth quarter last year and grow going forward until the end of the year? That's my question. Yes, as a nuance was, yes, that's right. In our first quarter, we are not expecting to see ARR to jump up. We are expecting to see the gradual increase over the course of the year. So, breakdown by region, US, it seems like you're a little bit cautious, but which area are you expecting to see the growth? So, if you take a look at this in a full year, that is in accordance with our guidance, but Europe, Asia, we expect those regions to grow first and then later catch up by the US. So, according to your guidance page, Americas and Europe, 10% increase in revenue is your guidance. And America's in the second half, are you expecting to see that it will recover sharply in the second half? Yes, because last year it was declining, so we are expecting to see the higher growth rate this year. And last year, the consumer has halved, and it was a very big impact. But by recovering the consumer, are you expecting to see the increase in revenue? Exactly, that's my scenario. And my second question, non-operating profit and loss, and also the impact of the Magna, it is my question. So, Magna, it will start with loss, but how much of the loss are you expecting? And also for the non-operating, Magna is not relevant, but non-operating items, there was the loss from the currency, and there is a plus in the recurring profit. So if there is a loss from the exchange was not there, then you must have enjoyed the positives. But what is the mix this time around for the non-operating? So it seems like you're not expecting to see the loss from the currency, but seems like this number here is somewhat small. Any special reason for this?
Magna
is 100% subsidiary, so it's not the
はい、
is included in the expenses.
すみません、今菊池さんのご質問は、
so your question, 菊池さん、
ということでよろしかったです
か、ね。It's not the fourth quarter, but our projection, right? Yes. So as Negi-san mentioned, Magna AI is our subsidiary, so it is included in the operating profit and loss line. So it will not affect to the non-operating items. So what is included here is that the our equity method company, TX1, it still is making a loss. And so the loss of
ことを含めて計算しております。
で、to be recovered requires a slight time, so that's the reason why this is included.
受取利息みたいな部分は、
the cash and
ほとんども還元
others, we already have returned to the shareholders, so it doesn't have much cash left.
受取利息もだいぶも少ないというところもございます。
So the interest income is very small.
収益
は、so,non-operating loss and the profit is almost zero. So the only thing that we factor in here is the loss from the investment. So the previous year, the loss from the exchange, you had 6.2 billion yen. About the interest income is at 3.5 billion. It has increased by 100 million yen from the previous year. So,Sounds like you may incur some of that, but you're not expecting that to happen? So we cannot expect that to happen because this loss from the exchange this year we didn't expect much. But even if there is some interest income, it may sort of cancel off this loss from the foreign exchange. That's what we think. And the last year, this non-operating line was very rough. So equity method compared against the last year and the year before that, so the loss has a drop from 2.6 billion to 1 billion. Are you expecting to see that loss to grow? Well, so it still is going to be lost, but this magnitude of a loss will be reduced because the book value of this equity method has come down. So if the book price comes down, then it is almost zero. So the loss is continuing, but in terms of the book value, it will not make any changes. So if there isn't any foreign exchange loss, then it seems like it is going to be flat, right? Yes.
ありがとうございました。それでは、他の方、
Thank you very much.
されている方、ミュート解除させていただきます。
I would like to unmute the next person.
はい、ダイヤ証券の上野ですが、音声は
This is Ueno, Daiwa Securities. Can you hear me?
聞こえております。
Yes, we can.
はい、前々の方のそのご提言ではないのですが、私正直、
Going back to the proposal made earlier.
無駄だと思ってまして、
Well, short-term share buyback, I think, is a waste. NEC shift, they hurried and did the share buyback, but it only impacts demand and supply. It doesn't really affect the share price. Now, AI share prices are coming down, as you can see in the newspaper, because AI will be taking away, replacing all the software work or SaaS-related tasks. But trend AI is trying to utilize AI. With agentic AI, still cybersecurity is a very unique domain. So if it's database, a platform SaaS, or security SaaS, I think you will be one of the companies that will be providing such security using AI. That's how I see the future.So, I think you should explain logically how you can gain advantage from AI. That would help push up the share prices. And of course, I will try to explain this in my report for the investors. But anyway, I just wanted to share this thought with you. Now, next, I have a question. In the briefing material by the CEO, page 12, there's a mention about trend AI. And I'm sorry, I don't have a full understanding of this. License-based pricing and the big discount. Is this a discount on the purchasing price? Is that correct understanding? You're talking about Eva's presentation material, right? Yes, page 12. Well, Eva is here, so of course she can respond, but the intention of this is that when we sell single product, point product, we have to provide bigger discount. And salespeople are only focused on increasing sales. And the single point product, multiple year contract, has the highest discount rate. But if we try to sell in a different way, we can apply a different perspective. If we try to sell multiple products to one customer, we try to discount too much. I see. So sales approach. There's going to be a volume discount if point products are sold in large volume. Yes, that's correct.
Right. And just like you suggested, because Vision One now is using agentic AI to provide cybersecurity, which is a big differentiator. And therefore, we can utilizing our platform way of selling and have a better control of our price.
よくわかりました。ありがとうございました。
So this is
very clear. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
よろしいでしょうか。それでは次の方を。
Thank you. Moving on to the next question.
いただきます。はい、お願いいたします。
DS アセット渡辺です。聞こえてますでしょうか。
This is 渡辺 speaking.
ちょっと従業員の絡みのところで教えてください。ですね、
I have a question about employees.
400
people were going to be hired for the year that just concluded, but there is a slight decrease. So what is the hiring plan and the headcount plan till the end of the fiscal year? 1.5 billion of extraordinary loss was also incurred for the retirement benefits. Can you please explain that as well? And you are trying to drive a sales increase and you needed to hire people. That is why you wanted to increase the headcount. But in order to make sure that you can increase sales for this coming fiscal year, how important is headcount? Well, in the fiscal year that was just concluded, you didn't have to increase the headcount. But there is maybe a net increase. Can you please comment? Well, I'll try to comment 50% and the rest will be responded by Eva. Retirement benefit payment. Well, platform sales requires a completely different skill sets. This is why we need to refresh the skill sets of employees, which means that the old approach, employees who have the old approach maybe will graduate from the company and new people will be joining us and will be actively hiring. So this is one point. Eva, would you like to add?
Yes, that's exactly why we are talking about the go-to-market transformation in Trend AI, because in selling platform and Vision One type of products, we cannot continue to use the old license or SaaS license selling way. That's why last year we did have a big refresh of our sales marketing personnel. So you see some people left, but we didn't increase the headcount. That is because we refreshing. Going into 2026, once we have this new go-to-market foundation more firm, we know what type of new people we need to hire, and we have better training program to make sure that our onboarding of these new capability people, and we will start to hire more people gradually. Not too much, but we will increase our salespeople, especially in US. We US and Europe, we do have a few countries that we need to increase our sales personnel.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you。
はい、その他にご質問のある方いらっしゃいますでしょうか。今挙手された方をさせていただきます。少々お待ちください。
POA 証券の田中ですけれども、聞こえますでしょうか。
I'm from POA Securities. My name is Tanaka.
いや、よろしくお願いいたします。二つですかね。
I have two questions. So the first one is that this fiscal year's guidance on operating expenses. You are expecting to see about 27 billion yen increase. What are the items that you are expecting to increase and decrease? Can you give me the specific items?
営業費用。
So operating expenses.
費用で、下引きすると2450億円、
so,
で、まあ、増
加分
分岐比で269億円、例えば、まあ、クラウド費用が
and cloud, how much of the cloud are you expecting to have and stock option expenses, if you have any assumption, we would like to, I would like to know that and about the variable compensation, you are basing yourself to a pre-GAAP operating profit, but you mentioned that you're going to be changing it to ARR, then the 13% increase ARR, I know this is internal number, and if this is a gradual increase, and then I'm expecting that the personnel cost may come down as well. So can you give me the ideas? What are the operating expenses? Hamara-san, do we disclose any of such items? So as you can see here, this time we are expecting to see the decrease in a profit, and so cost side, we tend to describe in detail than usual. So what Tanaka-san mentioned, excuse me, to address Tanaka-san's question, we are not planning to give you the by item details. So we would like to see the increase in the sales personnel. So R&D as well as sales and marketing department, we are expecting to see the increase in number of headcounts and personnel costs. And the trend AI and trend life, the former enterprise and consumer business, we have done the rebranding and starting from this year. So the including a rebranding expense, that's marketing cost, and also to acquire more of the regional customers. This is on the enterprise business side. So to do so, we are planning to do the various events and to do the activities to acquire the companies. So the marketing cost will increase there as well. So the personal cost and the marketing cost are the major ticket items. And there might be some increase and decrease in the smaller items, but those are the two major items. Understood. Thank you.
I think we do disclose that in our new startup, like Mekna AI, we just started, and therefore we will hire both R&D, sales, and marketing people. So those are the increased cost included in this forecast.
ありがとうございます。もし可能であれば、今後そういった新たにこう
スタートアップ会社の、if possible, when you have a new startup company like this, we would like to know its performance. So if you could show us numerically how much it's grown, that's going to be very helpful for us. Thank you very much. Thank you.
次の方はミュート解除させていただきます。
Moving on to next question.I'm muting the microphone. This is Hori, Mizuho Securities. Thank you. I have two simple questions. One, about your thinking for share buyback. There was no announcement in the first half last year. Until November, there was no announcement. And I think you mentioned that including cash repatriation from subsidiaries, you don't really know until the midpoint has passed. So, share buyback announcements tend to happen during the second half. Well, that was my understanding anyway, my interpretation. But you have announced 5 billion of share buyback. Now, maybe your concept has changed. Maybe you have a better idea about the cash position and you don't have to wait for the midpoint for fiscal year. And in the press release, there's no mention about the share price, but maybe the share price is low and you can do 5 billion right now, and that is why you're doing this. I just want to understand whether your policy has changed. The policy has not changed. But 5 billion yen, considering how much profit we can expect for fiscal year, this is doable. And also thinking about the current market environment, we will be excluded from the MSCI index, and also software companies impacted by AI. There are some uncertainties in the market. So for now, as a shareholder return, we can do the share buyback. We heard Ono-san's opinion today, but we believe that this is an appropriate timing to do share buyback. Basic policy has not changed. 100% return, and also to what extent can we do this? So we try to split it into two. We don't necessarily split into two. That's not part of the policy. I see. Second question is about legacy SaaS unwinding. And once that's completed, what about the new acquisition? What is the current status, progress? And when can we see the momentum really change? What is the recent status? What can you share with us?
Kevin, you have any comments on that?
On that part, in my presentation, I already disclosed talking about this indicator of the non-Vision One sales as the percentage and the Vision One sales as the percentage. And it's at the end of Q4 last year, it was sitting at, Vision One was sitting at 38%, but up until now, it's progressing to 41% of the ARR contributed by Trend Vision One, and we will continue to monitor this, and this is the indicator that we will be announcing and tracking.
And I would just add that the other thing that we did to encourage this to accelerate is at the end of 2025, we have end of life'd the ability to purchase those specific licenses. So customers, when the renewal comes up, will have to renew onto the new platform. So we will see a great deal of movement in 2026.
And since that new platform has a lot of greater capability to deal with today's threat landscape, I think the upgrading rate should be quite significant because they will need this new technology to deal with the new threats.
I understand. Thank you very much for your answer.